Thank you for having me today. I will try today to really go something beyond the Huawei, as we heard a lot of interesting things about the possible security risks that the implementation of the 5G network with the Huawei help can bring. But after the 5G network is already established and functioning, there are other risks that are currently a little bit underestimated and they are under the radar. So today I would like to speak about one of the aspects of the Internet of Things and how the Chinese companies made the first digital inroads in Poland on the two examples of Dahua and Hikvision. First, we should quickly go through the potential risks that the implementation of 5G can bring for the Internet of Things. And as we know, the Internet of Things will cover a vast area of our everyday life. It is called the game changer. Maybe that's too much, but definitely it will change our lives and it will change the way our digital reality actually has to do with the reality. It will influence, they will interact, and it will cover such areas as industry, as manufacturing through industrial control systems, power delivery, smart shipping, smart cities, everything that covers our everyday life, like traffic lights, health, medical care, virtual reality system like gaming, training, and even the autonomous vehicles, all will be covered by Internet of Things, the devices that communicating with directly with devices. And 5G will allow for the massive flow of data, many times higher than it is now. So that brings many difficulties to control, to monitor, and to prevent from the risks. The first off will be that when devices are communicating with other devices, there is no central control. So the flow of information is on one level, and the flow of information is extremely rapid. So it will be very difficult to monitor, to control, and to implement the security tools to prevent the massive leak of data, the widespread of malware or spyware. And another problem is that the firmware will be upgraded much more quickly, and the patches to the firmware, to the devices themselves, will be very difficult to control. That brings us to the two companies who operate not only in Poland. One of them has been already mentioned today, Dahua and Hikvision. They are not only operating in Poland, they operate globally. They are global technological champions in surveillance equipment, mainly surveillance cameras. I will provide you a very quick overview of what these companies are. Dahua is the second biggest player in China, and it's also the second biggest player in the global arena. In 2017, it successfully replaced Bosch as the security and surveillance equipment provider. About the size of the company, some numbers: it has 16.5 or 17 billion revenues for the first three quarters of 2019. I speak in renminbi, so it's just like divide by seven and you will get US dollars, roughly. Almost two billion of US dollars in net income, and it had 28 billion of renminbi in assets. What is important is that Dahua relies heavily on the foreign markets. Over 30%, over one third of the company's revenues come from abroad. And that makes the foreign markets very, an expansion in the foreign markets, crucial for Dahua. It's also heavily involved in the 5G environment, in building the 5G environment in China, and it cooperates with various Chinese companies, mainly SOES, and with Chinese government. For example, in this year, some examples from this year, in July, it signed an agreement with China Mobile Zhejiang branch on cooperation on the 5G. In March, a similar agreement with Unicom on developing the IoT, AI, smart cities. It also is the part of Zhejiang 5G Alliance, and it cooperates with the third telco, with China Telecom. There is also an increasing number of 5G compatible products on the in the Dahua offer, and definitely this is the area where company wants to go into. Hikvision, that has been already mentioned, is the largest company in the world by revenues. It's undoubtedly the top player with multiple subsidiary companies in all continents. Maybe Antarctic does not count, but it's also the largest player in China. What's important, it is state-controlled entity, which I will develop, which I will develop a little bit later. But what is the problem for Hikvision? That the growth in the international area has been a little bit slowed down this year because of the ban in the US. And it relies a little bit more on the domestic market, but still, this is the biggest global player with almost 30% of its revenues obtained from abroad. The Hikvision is the company that is heavily engaged in 5G project, but in what makes it different from Dahua, if Dahua is much more working with the governance on the regional level, Hikvision is a state-controlled company that belongs to the huge, massive state-owned conglomerate that is involved in such a significant programs like the Guangdong Hong Kong Bay Area port upgrade, port development project, smart railway stations, and the Railway Intelligence Alliance that is led by China Mobile. Looking at the two companies, they just like any other companies operating the surveillance cameras, they are selling them abroad. But there are three main groups of controversies that should make us think about their position, about their role, and about the approach we should adopt to these companies in Europe and in Poland. The first huge area is the Chinese state and CPC sway over these companies. We have already heard today the very nice description of this situation from Philip, that he described that Chinese companies operate in the actually political environment that is created and that is managed by the Leninist Party, and that influences the Chinese, these companies' operations. So in Hikvision case, we have that state-owned company. This company, Hikvision, is owned by the China Electronics and Technology Group, that one that was so heavily involved in Xinjiang, which was today described by Andre. And also, even the companies that are not formally state-controlled, that do not belong to the state holdings, are under the heavy influence of the CPC and state bodies. First, there are multiple laws that oblige the companies to cooperate in the area of the cybersecurity. Anti-terrorism law, cybersecurity law, intelligence law, and also the national security law, they create the umbrella for the Chinese governments and for the security apparatus to gather data from these companies, to use these companies as tools for their purposes. And as for the intelligence law, it also means the operations abroad, not only in China. So it's not only about the data that will be gathered by the Chinese companies from abroad and processed in China, it's also about the operations abroad. Another problem, another controversy, the party organizations in the Chinese companies, not only state-owned, but also privately held, have a lot to say, more and more. The CPC members in state-owned companies are usually the board members, the chairmen, so is the duplicate system. And even in the private companies, the grassroots organizations and the party representatives can have and have a say over the strategies. Not maybe not daily management, but over the strategies and general policies. And the party and the state has also another very important tool to influence the cooperation and to influence the company's operation. This is the administration, labor law, tax law, multiple licenses that are required for companies to operate in China can be given or not, depending on the company's obedience. And the last one is maybe the most important in some cases, this is in Dahua's case, is that the state is the largest customer in the area of surveillance and of security. If any company wants to be really big in China, it has to play nice with the CPC. And so generally speaking, the first group of issues surrounds around the business and political environment that the Chinese companies, whatever company it is, whatever branch, but the security area is extremely sensitive, operate with. The second group of issues that are connected to the Chinese companies are the security flows. According to the researchers also conducted by the Chinese researchers, the Chinese made equipment is extremely vulnerable and has a lot of vulnerability issues, including backdoors. This is hard to determine if those backdoors are the engineering flows or if some of them were established on purpose. There are some suspicions about some backdoors that reappeared in the code later, that were removed, then reappeared in the code later, that could be set up on purpose, but that is very hard to be proven. The company will definitely not admit that it input the backdoor into its own source code. However, regarding the number of the security flows and their type, it can be assumed that the Chinese companies bring the security risk because of the poor engineering or some problems issued on purpose. For example, in 2016, the Hikvision AI Cloud, one of the most important projects of the Hikvision in the area of 5G communication, was found to have very serious security flaws. In 2017, there were security flaws detected in the Dahua equipment, and they were later Dahua issued an official paper explaining how they will mitigate the security concerns. However, in 2019, again, more vulnerabilities were discovered. That led to the ban on the Hikvision and Dahua equipment in the United States. In the John McCain National Defense Authorization Act for the fiscal year 2019, several Chinese companies, including Dahua, Hikvision, Hytera, ZTE, and Huawei, were banned from the public procurement system. All the devices were to be removed, but there's the warning for us, and there's the warning for Poland and for other countries, that the United States government was unable to remove all the devices so quickly because there were no replacements. And there is a very strong resistance across the business to remove those devices and to replace them with others because of the higher costs and because of the technological dependency and solution and the dependency of the solutions on the equipment delivered by the Chinese. And the last controversy that I will not go deeply into is about the deep involvement of both companies into the creating the surveillance state in Xinjiang that was described today by Andre during the first panel. And what I only can say that this is something that should be considered as a serious reason for treating these companies differently than we treat companies from other countries. And Dachua and Hikvision came to Poland not so long ago, a couple of years ago, and their operations in Poland are quite successful. They pay a lot of attention to the Polish market because of the growing economy and the growing market. Poland is one of the best performing economies in the CE region, and it serves as a springboard for further expansion. Also, Poland is an interesting country for Chinese companies because Polish customers are going for price versus functionality, not always considering other reasons, such as security and ethical reasons. And I must say that both companies, especially Dachua, have localized their operations. So in Poland, they present quite a different face that they present in China and they present in the other countries. First of all, they operate through the local subsidiaries. In Poland, it's Dachua Technology Poland, that is owned by Dachua Europe, but the CEO of this company is Fu Lichuan himself, is the person who is the key shareholder in the Dachua Technology in China. And the company is now the key operating company for the whole CE and Nordic region. All managers from the CE region come to Poland for meetings, for gathering, for training. This is also the main technical platform, the center for the region. In Poland, Dachua operates not directly with the customers, but it operates through the network of partners, of distributors, of dealers that are provided technical training and help. So it's the company that perfectly fits in the Poland's network, in the Poland's industry picture. They adopted, they have a very successful and localized marketing, especially in social media, and they both are very active in the arena of industry conferences, meetings, and they very actively seek their partners. They were already very successful in picking the customers in Poland and across the main customers, maybe not mine, but important from our point of view customers, we can count Gdynia Port, the road infrastructure that is operated by the General Directorate for National Roads and Motorways, district courts, for example, district court in Warsaw, one military airport has in some part of its infrastructure also installed Hikvision cameras, and also police headquarters, police stations. So there are various customers from the public sector who purchase, install, and manage mainly Hikvision now, but also more and more Dachua devices. And the companies try to establish the ties, try to seek relations and establish ties with the Polish industry partners, but also with the customers from the public sector, military, police, border guards, as some examples of their activities. In April 2019, Dachua participated in the first national fairs and conference of the prison service in Lublin, where they presented the systems for prisons surveillance. Actually, they have the rich experience on that, both they and Hikvision, probably also drawn from Xinjiang. And they also gained the golden partner status at the 20 Security Industry Conference of the Future. Both Dachua and Hikvision representatives were speakers at the latest 3rd International Conference Warsaw Security Summit that gathers experts from the security industry, from government and from think tanks. Hikvision was a partner of the security and defense exhibition, and both companies tried to offer their products for the Polish security, for the different Polish security forces, from the police through the border guard to firefighters. They also seek the ties with the military. And now, understanding the background of those two companies, understanding these three groups of controversies that surrounding them, there should be considered what approach should be adopted with further dealing with these three companies. And there was one recommendation here today that from the public, actually, from the audience, that those companies should be treated differently, but first of all, that more coverage on them should be provided to the business community. That business community to be better informed about their background, operations in China, and the purposes that these companies could serve. So my three recommendations are as follows. State-sponsored researches on the potential risks connected to the Chinese IoT providers should be conducted, and the evaluation should be conducted by the government agencies. These results should be open, provided as an open access information, so any company, any individual person can fully understand how this company operates, what is the background, and what potential threats this company can bring for the individual users and for the business. Another recommendation is that relevant policies concerning public procurement should be formulated and applied, so that one day we will just not wake up in the situation that the US federal government has woken up, that they have no tools and no abilities to easily replace the equipment that they consider as potentially risky for another one. And the third one, just referring to this, that also refers to this voice from the audience during the first panel, is that more public awareness should be built on those three companies. It's not about witch hunt. It's not about trying to impose that this concerns not only Hikvision and Dahua. This concerns any technological company that comes from China to Poland or to another country in Europe, that they should be approached basing on what they really are and not basing on what face they show in Poland or any other country. Thank you.